Across Transmigration, Viva Yoga Malawi has supported universities to foster the entrepreneurial spirit of students to create jobs and participate in developing transmigration areas. As quoted from his official statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said that students who have an entrepreneurial, creative, and innovative spirit have a great opportunity to join the Transmigration Pathway Program. It is the program that prepares young people to become drivers of transmigration areas through scholarships to attend education, research, and community service in transmigration areas. President Prabowo Subianto is likely to send an envoy to attend the funeral of Pope Francis at the Vatican, Rome, on Saturday at around 10 a.m. local time. Presidential spokesperson Prasetyo Hadi told reporters in Jakarta on Wednesday that President Prabowo may not be able to attend Pope Francis' funeral in person. That's the news. Oh, unique, quite a bit per binge cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongues by the trigger, so it is like binge. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, quite a bit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Quite a bit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is also found in various parts of the city. However, usually quite a bit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Quite a bit with cheese is usually more expensive than quite a bit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked quite a bit, but have delicious taste.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome to Myanmar Faisal on Indonesia Today. Well, on Wednesday, 23rd April 2025, I hope that all of you are fine today. Cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Well, all of you are doing your daily activities. I also hope that just do your best, just make it working out, just carry it out with a simple thing, and also, you know, make it better than it before, as well as do it completely, do it enjoyably, and even do it enthusiastically. I hope that today, for all of you, today is better than yesterday, and whatever it is, this can also bring you much blissfulness for the sake of your life, and this can also give you such, you know, windfall profit in order to make your life better than before.
flavors create unforgettable memories for visitors in Palembang. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok by Putri. Have a listen.
Motivation, not only from yourself, but also even from other people. That's why I would like to share you our wise word. We just hope that by listening to and knowing about wise word, this can also give you such motivation, give you such, courage to carry out your activity or your plan. Well, our wise word for now is from K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan. He said, "Truth is not decided by how many people believe in it." K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Kauman, Yogyakarta on 1st August 1868. He was also the founder of an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah. He contributed to building many fundamentals towards the independence of Indonesia from manpower, equal education, health, and even faith. K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan also pioneered a modern Islam that is adaptive, dynamic, and progressive. setelah kejadian sekarang.
Alhamdulillah, as tested people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better, for their sake and more beneficial. And also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption.
Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah anak sap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at common cause. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was diesel. So, when I was outside, raining. When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village. Show from the west, many people over there ran down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah contacted the bitter story. It was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap, itu high stream.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow, smoke, and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start with the bird, it happened on Monday and Thursday. Around 18, Thursday after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Mount Galunggung eruption caused big advantage, around 1 billion rupiah, and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87, seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years, in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt it was perfectly collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung saw feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted that
kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agricultural land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hektar land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today it is better. Here the land calculates per plot. So 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hektar is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equals 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Anas Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Anas' words appear in his daily life, and his counseling to the farmers said that Galunggung land has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or fat stable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadi fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu Galunggung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat
dibutuhkan. And now natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed.
that one had the land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.2 by applying technology. The rumors thus increase not only the quantity for every agricultural product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galung rice is well known and about.
Sebelum ada galung, itu produksinya biasa-biasa saja. Tetapi setelah ada galung, itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galung yang diproduksi dari beras dari air galung.
Before galung era skip, beras produk was normal.
Saya mempunyai harga yang
sangat kencang. The product increase.
Berasnya
price quality is also better.
Yaitu merek galung rice.
Beras itu hanya choose from galung
rice. Supermarket malah itu ada sebagian dari sini.
So that price of the price quite
orang cari lain.
If you do not believe the brand mark of Chang Rice at supermarket, was of the product from here,
Sayong.
It is the quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 under 50 kilograms. Generally, the stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quite of the rice of Chang Rice received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups through hardware that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya from 31 kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regions. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Gapokan Sympathic, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. The types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is the international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification level, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena.
Alhamdulillah because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, the Cisayong villages enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The basic is served by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan udah lama kan ada yang kelaparan kan? Di kita tiba di sini nggak ada. Neng mau makan dibakar silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past half a season was only twice a year. In here half is 2 times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times per year, it means 2 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice is limited. Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Itulah, riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian. Sekarang,
it was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah, after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agricultural products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safra, head of Sukajadi Philip, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful, as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung. This is today's musical presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Dubabah. Koyan, digulaan, or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, Toyanak is quite simple. The main ingredient is frappe or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar, and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut. No preservatives, mind you.